Hi, it's Teresa Tomeo coming up at 9 this morning on AM 1160 The Quest. I'm inviting you to join me for Catholic Connection. But right now, let's turn to the Morning Quest on your Atlanta Catholic radio station.
It's 8:31.
We have a very special segment. We are thrilled to debut for you today all about heroic saints in our faith, a saint spotlight segment. And who else could bring us home with this incredible information but our dear friend and the most renowned saint scholar I know, personally knows more about saints than anyone I've ever encountered, Chuck Persner. But you can call him the Chuck Stop. How are you, Chuck?
I'm good, Josh. But let me ask, how hard did you look when you were looking for someone who knew a lot about saints?
Just my immediate household.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, it's good to be first in something.
But I actually live by myself, by the way. So. Right. No, you're number one, bro. You're the best of the best. All right. We are thrilled to have you.
Well, it's nice to be on your show. It's a joy. It's a pleasure. I'm so glad that you invited me in. I really can't think of a better saint to come out of the blocks with than the man we have today. You know, to call a member of the communion of saints great, well, I mean, that's akin to saying that the sun is hot or water is wet, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, as I like to say, Josh, it's from the Department of the Redundancy Department. But these are, in fact, terms that, you know, every year, I should say, on September 23rd, we do celebrate what I would consider to be one of the really true great saints. Because, you know, when you talk about St. Padre Pio, who we're going to talk about today, he just seems to elicit a uniquely special reaction amongst the people when you bring his name up. Mm-hmm. You just get a different type of reaction, different kind of vibe.
Yes.
You know? And the challenge is, how do you fit his life into a six-minute segment? You know, we were talking about it before the air. Did we talk about the fact that he could read souls? He could bilocate. The stigma. We have to talk about the stigmata, of course, yes. Right? That's really what he was known for 50 years. And I know, Josh, you have some information on his life starting at the age of 15, as I recall.
Yes, at the age of 15, Francesco entered the novitiate of the Capuchin friars of Marcone. There we go. He took the name Pio in honor of Pope Pius I. In 1910, he became a priest. The 20th of September in the year 1918, Padre Pio noticed the stigmata, visible wounds of Christ on his hands and feet, as well as his side. In 1947, Carl Wojtyla visited Padre Pio, who promptly told him he would rise to the highest position in the church. And in 1978, Father Carl Wojtyla, became Pope John Paul II. Also officiating his canonization mass. Is that correct?
That is in fact correct. And it was a beautiful service. I had over 100,000 people. I think it was over 300,000 people.
It sure was. Appeared. The event drew over 300,000 people to St. Peter's Square. You know, and Pope John Paul II said to the great stigmatist that his life was a witness to the glory of the cross. Whereas the world flees from the cross, St. Padre Pio embraced his opting in said to flee to Jesus and Mary for the assistance intercession. You know, he would explain in those in his midst and under his care that the Lord sometimes make you feel the weight of the cross. Although the weight seems intolerable, you are able to carry it because the Lord, in his love and mercy, extends a hand to help you carry it. What a beautiful, beautiful quote.
It really is. And in fact, I'd heard something in a homily the other day, and I actually wrote it down on a similar vein about the cross, and wherein the priest said, the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ is still the greatest contradiction in the world, still to this day. All right, but he said, you know, only in faith can we even comprehend this.
Yeah.
You know, access the meaning of the cross in our lives. And, you know, suffering is not something our world really talks a lot about. We don't place it in high esteem. Mm-hmm. But yet the saints knew, and St. Padre Pio knew for 50 years, to have the pain of the stigmata. And, you know, he almost he was so humble that he was almost embarrassed by it and didn't like to draw attention to it. Yet there weren't many throughout the history of our church or in the world that, mm-hmm. that even had this.
Wow. And what's interesting is you think, oh, wow, what a holy roller. This guy must have had a smooth sailboat, right? But going back to what Mother Angelica actually said, this quote I have of her, if you've got a cross, carry it. It's going to make you holy. Mm-hmm. It's to make you holy. essentially. So if you have a cross carried, it's to make you holy.
Yeah.
And Padre Pio, this idea that he actually embraced and ran to his suffering, really ran to Mary and Jesus during these times rather than running from what was in, you know, the persecutions. I mean, this is someone who is radically holy, and he experienced intense persecutions because of that holiness. I mean, people thought he was crazy. He was, sensational, all these things. I mean, he had his faculties were greatly minimized during, like, for like 9 years. I don't think he was allowed to say mass or hear confessions.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the saints are countercultural, if you think about it.
Yeah.
By their very nature, they all are. They're so different, and they stand out in that way. And, his devotion to Mary, which you touched on, Josh, you know, all the great saints seem to have a great devotion to Mary.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a lot of non-Catholic listeners here at the Quest. It's been estimated that half our listeners aren't even Catholic. So it is important to point out that we don't worship Mary.
Correct.
But we do hold her in that particular esteem. We seek her intercession as the Queen of Saints. You know, as a friend of mine likes to say, she takes our intentions and she brings them right before the throne of God. It's a quick trip to the top with Mary. You know?
Amen. And she's always pointing to her son. Pointing to Jesus.
Yeah. Which we're all called to do, the obedience, the humility, the same qualities that St. Padre Pio had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd love to talk to about this idea of spiritual children and St. Padre Pio's promise to anyone who comes to him. And once again, Jesus is our only mediator. It's not that St. Padre Pio is taking his place. He is pointing to our Lord. And his promise, and I think, Allison, you have a quote regarding his promise as it relates to spiritual children.
I shall stand at the gates of paradise until all my spiritual children have entered. Wow. So having a devotion to him, calling on his intercession, you know, lifting us up in prayer. And again, he's a prayer partner to us. That's ultimately what the saints are, prayer partners.
Absolutely. And a few other things he had to say about spiritual children. He said, I love my spiritual children as much as my own soul and even more.
Wow.
That's another quote.
Wow.
And he says, once I take a soul on, this is a great promise, I also take on their entire family as my spiritual children. And, you know, I think of that. I always ask him to take on family members. I'll sometimes be at Mass, at daily Mass, and I'll say, I'll look over and I'll see someone maybe by themselves. I'll say, St. Pio, please take this person on as their spiritual child. And I certainly keep him busy. I can promise you that. I wear his medal. And in fact, this medal that I wear of St. Padre Pio, I gave it to my father at the very tail end of his life on Christmas.
Wow.
A number of years ago, he was suffering terribly through a bout of stomach cancer. And he wore the medal on December 25th because he and I grew to have a strong devotion to St. Padre Pio. And he died about 9 or 10 days later. And after he did pass away, I put it on and I now wear it in honor of him.
Oh, wow, Chuck, that's beautiful.
And, you know, just, again, one of those saints that he brings out emotions in people. When you talk about them, you see their faces light up when his name comes up.
Well, and the beautiful quote, too, pray, hope, and don't worry. That's what Padre Pio would say. And often he would say, worry is useless. So on that note, let us take that to heart.
Yeah, I think that's probably his most popular quote, most famous quote.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, thank you so much for being here with us, a parishioner at St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Church in Woodstock. We are so grateful to have you here with us, inspiring us with our saint of the day.
All right. Thank you.